The Joint Commission on Public Ethics, or JCPOE, where Cuomo appoints the majority of commissioners, found no evidence that Hoyt sexually harassed a woman that he paid $50,000 to after having an extramarital affair. The woman did not cooperate with the probe, which leads some, including Susan Lerner, with the government reform group Common Cause, to question how the commission could have reached its conclusion.
It's really not, shouldn't be considered a reliable resolution to the allegations.
Lerner says the ethics commission does not employ any experts on investigating claims of sexual harassment, and she says the cases are substantially different from questions about potential ethics law violations or campaign finance errors.
It's a very specific area of the law, which is distinct from ethics and really is its own expertise. And there's absolutely no indication that anybody at JCPOE has any expertise in sexual harassment in the current state of the law.
The ethics panel also concluded that Hoyt had tried to help the woman get a job with the State Department of Motor Vehicles, but concludes he did not use his official position to do so. The governor's Republican political opponent, Mark Molinaro, called JCPOE a kangaroo court and says its exoneration of Hoyt should be viewed with deep skepticism. Hoyt is a former assemblyman from Western New York. He was disciplined in 2008 for having an affair with one of his interns. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.